If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Hour number two of the program. Todd Lebo joins us here in the program. We just talked to Jonathan Thomas from the American Century, from American Century. Mm-hmm. We'll be at the American Century Championships. And Todd is not going.
No.
Why are you not joining us, Todd? Why are you not smart enough to get you're the VP of sports ops. By the way, we need a contestant right now at 913-3810-810. If you want to play the feud, you want a gift card, you want to go do some shopping at Hen House, you can do it on us if you can win at the feud. 913-3810-810. Need a contestant. Very simple, effective game that we play here. And if you win, you're shopping at Hen House.
You could be shopping too.
Could be.
If you win, you definitely are.
If you win, you definitely are. If you lose, you could be. We like nice people.
Yeah.
We like funny people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you picture yourself in either one of those categories, give us a call right now, 913-3810-810, the phone number. But you're the VP of sports ops. How have you not?
I have a trip planned already to Las Vegas the next week, and I was just trying to not.
You were out of town last week.
I was out of town.
That was fruitful, wasn't it?
How'd that go?
It was wonderful.
I admire. I
mean, the losing part was not good, but it was right. The event was outstanding.
Top shelf.
I admire Oklahoma's.
Really?
Oklahoma's yes. Hold my beer moment on Sunday. That was impressive.
Who will?
Oh, you give us a run? Well, we're going to give you two back.
Who will catch the ball from the pitcher? It's a little bit like watching MJ Melendez, who's having some issues.
He has had some issues. That is true.
But the event was great, and the Ole Miss fans were passionate because they had never. This was their first ever national championship in a men's team sport. They had won a golf championship at one point with ladies golf.
It means more to them. It does not necessarily result in, you know, success.
No.
Just having it mean more.
I'll tell you, I was up there Saturday and Sunday.
Here we he's already
it
an
meant
SEC
more
to
them.
Guy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Oklahoma.
More to all of us.
Oklahoma, if they want to,
I agree.
I mean, listen, they just made the World Series in baseball. They've got a fine baseball program.
Right.
The Sooners have won the College World Series a couple times. They go periodically. But if they want to have the atmosphere and all the bit that happens at almost every SEC school, it better start meaning more to them.
Okay. I mean,
they better step the game up.
I'm with you. Everybody knocks that. It just means more little bit that the SEC does. But it does.
I was talking to Whit Merrifield the other day.
Rudy just like
our baseball stadium is called Kentucky Proud. You know why? Because we're proud to be in the SEC.
Proud.
I can't stress enough. Like anyone who's like vacationed down in the Gulf area, if you have you kind of get it because
mm-hmm.
you go down there and you're like, you oh yeah, we're going down to the beach and everyone's got their Georgia flag mm-hmm. and their Georgia tent
their
Georgia and their LSU flag and they're like it is.
I was talking to
around here it's Chiefs and Royals. Down there it's all SEC
it
schools. It's not Dolphins. It's not Falcons. It's Florida. It's you know those schools.
Just chit chatting with Whit the other day in the clubhouse. Before the game.
Whit Merrifield or Bobby Witt Jr.?
This is Whit Merrifield. Bobby Witt Jr. loves the Sooners. He was sad. Whit Merrifield is a national champion, hit a game-winning hit, and they won a couple of titles and all that. And they, South Carolina, he said it was the same thing when they made it. They were the last year in Rosenblatt. He says it was all South Carolina fans. He says it means more. I mean, it just absolutely does. Now, he said for them, it was really good because they were playing UCLA. And let me tell you something. It does not mean more.
No.
You just got back from California.
It does not mean more.
Inundated with all of the college talk that you heard and saw everywhere in the world?
No.
So,
no.
Oklahoma had a nice group
nor
of fans
was
there.
I, by the way, nor
they really
was I.
They did, but it was like, it was not what Ole Miss had.
Nor was I inundated by Rams talk.
No, or Chargers talk.
It means more down there. It's a good phrase.
100% means more. And so I'm not joking. Listen, Oklahoma's fine with football. It means more in football. Oklahoma, they'll be okay. It's what you get.
Doesn't mean more yet, but it's about to.
Well, it will mean more. But it does not mean more. And honestly, it doesn't mean more for most.
Are you ready to take on a football school like Kentucky?
Most SEC teams.
I'm praying we get Texas in the East.
Most SEC teams, it doesn't mean more in basketball. It does at Big Blue Nation, obviously. But most of
football
it doesn't
school.
Mean. But it. If I'm gonna tell you this, if a you know an SEC school makes the Final Four in basketball, they go. They go to their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely means more. So there's no question. I had a great time. I had a great time. It was bad that they lost. It was really bad that they played poorly and lost. That was disappointing. But it was a wonderful event. And I told everyone, I told Bluma, I told these people, like Kevin Kugler, we had him on from Omaha the other morning. I said, I would love for us to steal this event. I'm just telling you right now. They have the contract till 2035. They had a 25-year contract. I would love Kansas City to steal that event. They're not going to, because the Royals won't go on a 12-game roadie, you know, to have it. But if they had a downtown baseball stadium here, whew, it would be awesome.
It would be awesome. It would be awesome. I agree. And I think it's something that you should look into if you're in Kansas City.
100%.
Yeah, and then lose every Nebraska Royals fan you have.
Yes, they would all hate you. Oh, they would be done. Forget about it. The AAA affiliate would have to move. They'd be finished with you.
Let's play the feud. Evan is going to play the feud today. Evan, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very good. You know, you've got a choice to make. Who are you going to play with? Are you going to play with Curtis? That would be Herculean if you do.
It would.
What an accomplishment to win with Curtis as your partner. You going to play with Todd Lebo, a guy who records Jeopardy every day? Or are you going to play with the only sane one of the bunch, me?
I'll go with the sanity and take you, Sarah.
There it is. It's going to be me and Evan. You want to go first or second, Evan?
I'll go second.
Okay.
You go first.
Okay. I'm gonna take the lead. Evan is going to follow up. What's it going to be for you two?
Last week, I think I went first against Seren, and so this week you should go first, and I'll take the caller.
Okay. So, Curtis.
Me going first just gives...
By the way, Evan has a name.
The caller. Last week, I don't remember the guy's name.
Evan?
I said the caller. This is Evan. This, I have him written down, Evan.
Evan has a name, and you will use it. Evan, let's test.
What is Evan's name?
That's the buzzer, too, right?
Yeah. Let's test it. Does it work?
Evan.
Yeah, there it works.
That's a quick one, too.
That's a quick one, too.
Quick buzzer.
That is a quick one there. You better be ready, Lebo.
I'll be ready.
That one's good. All right. Let's do this, Rudy. Let's see if Rudy has found the...
He knows the buttons.
The folder and the buttons and the thingies in there.
I think I got everything.
All right, let's make it happen.
Okay, Petro Curtis.
Yep.
We interviewed, or asked, not really interviewed.
Interviewed.
100 of our
lengthy process.
We really stepped up our game here in the feud now.
How
long have you
interviewing
been
interviewing people? Super.
Been in this business?
It's like walking around the mall.
And they gave us their top six answers. Name a Cajun dish.
Petro. Jambalaya.
Second best answer.
Damn it.
Red beans and rice.
Red beans and rice is there. Third best answer.
We're going to play, Evan? What do you want to do?
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. He said red beans and rice, and I said
jambalaya. So you have the first best answer, the fourth, fifth, and sixth best remaining.
And I don't have to spell any of these dishes, right?
You do not. I wonder if it's going to make you spell jambalaya.
Okay, it's over to you, Evan.
Let's go with crawfish boil.
There you go.
Crawfish, fifth best answer.
I'm going to go with etouffee.
Or I guess sixth best answer. Sixth. He put it's in the fifth slot, but it has one less than the sixth spot. So I think
you don't need to tell this part.
Yeah.
We like to see how the sausage is made from time to time.
We see how the jambalaya is made.
I'm going to go with etouffee.
That is the fifth best answer.
What's number one?
Or sixth. Or eighth, maybe.
Yeah, who knows?
It's in the sixth spot, but fifth most points.
Gumbo.
Best answer.
God bless.
You have one remaining, the fourth best answer.
Fourth best answer. Could say fried water, because they would do it. What am I forgetting? Isn't there something like a chicken Diane or something? I'm going to try Chicken Diane, something like that. Something Diane.
Chicken Diane?
Yeah.
No Chicken Diane.
It's an order at Jazz, right?
That's my jam.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Black and Chicken Diane? That's my jam.
I knew. Damn.
That's my go-to.
Okay, back to Evan.
I'm between two. Shrimp and grits?
No shrimp and grits. That's two strikes.
Food, though.
Wow, I wish we were turned around, because your other one's
one
probably
remaining.
Better than whatever I'm going to hatch right now. I'm going to try blackened catfish.
No blackened catfish. Three strikes.
Catfish
Curtis,
bite,
Lebo.
You know the menu at Jazz.
Dirty rice or Creole.
Just anything that's Creole.
Like, yeah, shrimp Creole.
Yeah, I mean, I put hush puppies, but that's not a real dish. That's a side. I mean, they eat alligator, but I don't know. I like anything Creole or read the question again. It's a Cajun dish.
Name a Cajun dish.
Dish. A dish. So, what was your first one? Dirty rice?
Dirty rice.
Dirty rice is probably, that's just, you put all the stuff in there, right?
Yeah.
You want to do that one?
Yeah.
Dirty rice.
That's your final answer?
Yes.
Damn. Dirty rice is not there. The answer you guys missed, fourth best with 11 points, po' boy.
Oh,
po' boy. Nice.
So it's 89 points over 89. To Petro and Evan.
Nice. 89.
See, I don't think that is
nice
a dish.
Work,
it's
Evan.
A sandwich,
nice work.
But you should have got outside the box.
Big lead.
That's
early.
Your guys' listeners.
All right.
We should have interviewed him.
Yeah, should have.
Might have got a better answer.
Might have.
At least you want to go to jazz tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Evan Lebo. We asked 7 of our listeners. They gave us, or 100 of our listeners, they gave us the top 7 answers.
Nailed it.
Yeah, you nailed it. You're flawless so far.
Things you see when you look out your kitchen window.
Lebo. The trees.
Second best answer.
Grass.
Yard lawn is the best answer.
There we go. We got to play again, right, Evan? Worked last time.
Yeah. Well.
You are missing 5 answers currently.
Okay. I'm going to go with you look out at your deck. My friends at All Weather Decks.
No. Deck is not on this list.
Scratch that off my list.
Okay.
That was a well played advertisement, though.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
They were just here, actually, looking at our deck.
They were.
How about neighbors?
Oh,
neighbors, good. Third best answer.
Unfortunately.
Let me hear the question again. How's it go?
Things you see when you look out your kitchen window.
And we've got what so far? Trees, grass, and neighbors?
Correct.
Look out.
Missing 4.
Well, I'm wondering, now I feel like... Would... patio be the same thing as deck? Would that all be lumped into one thing?
What are we doing here?
I would lump it
okay,
in as well.
Okay. Well,
you're already winning 89-0.
We got to stomp your guts in.
Too
Todd.
Much meta.
The dog. Oh, God, I'm doing terrible.
Dog
on this.
Is not on that list. That's 2 strikes.
Those were good answers, Seren.
Yeah, I was going to go pets on that one. Okay. How about kids?
Kids is not
what
on
are
that
these people
list.
Looking at?
Lebo, Curtis, you have a chance to steal. You, the yard,
I've
lawn, trees, and neighbor are taken.
Only had 1 kitchen window in my entire life, and it looked out at our garage. So I'm not going to be much help on this.
Well, the sky.
Well, thanks for just quitting.
The sky could be something.
I'm underselling myself.
I look out my kitchen window,
something.
And I see the grill. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's sitting outside on the deck. I guess I can't see the deck. I see the grill from the kitchen window. Mm. So I like the grill or the sky. I mean, we got the yard and the mm-hmm. trees. What's above that? Clouds, sky.
Yeah.
I stand there and look for tornadoes, you know.
I do, too. 100%. I like to look at, usually it's over you.
Yeah.
When I look at, I'm looking at
us,
Lebo. And
we're
like,
all good.
He's getting crapped on over there, man. We're good here, but.
Do you like.
The grill's probably better than sky, but.
I'm getting why are you?
Let's just
people.
Say my.
No, I got
no,
I'm not going to say what it is.
No,
but I got to.
No, that's not fair. You're
not
cheating.
Gonna say it. I'm not cheating.
I protest if they get this right.
I'm not going to say what was on here. But Bob Dusselier is listening, Bobby D, and he just texted me something. I'm not going to say what it was. It's a good one, and I see this not in my house, but I don't care for it. But I like the grill. Our people, our listeners who have been interviewed, all 7 of them, one of them had to have said grill.
Yes.
We're going grill.
100 of answers.
Grill.
100 of them.
Grills.
Yes.
Final answer.
Smoker, grill, whatever.
Grill, smoker.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah!
Oh.
Last answer with 3 points. So that's 75 points over to you two.
What was
the 3 you missed were birds, pool, and rabbits.
Oh, fancy.
Pool. Must
fancy.
Be nice.
Bob's people said bird
rabbits.
Feeder.
Bird so, feeder. Yeah. Oh, okay.
My next door neighbor has a bird feeder and all that.
I guess wind chimes animals. Might have been something that, you know, category sucked, personally, in my opinion.
I'm glad we didn't say the sky.
Yeah, I wish you had.
Sky was not there. Birds are in the sky, but wouldn't have worked.
Okay.
Flying high.
Okay, right. Petro, Curtis.
Yes.
We asked 100 of our listeners, and they gave us their top 6 answers. Name a team from NFL Europe.
Petro. Galaxy.
The Galaxy are the 3rd best answer.
Damn it.
Dragons.
Barcelona Dragons, best answer.
Oh.
Let's play.
Okay, you going to guess some of these?
No.
Okay, so.
I have a couple.
The was the Rhine Fire?
Second best answer. Damn it.
Three remaining.
Galaxy.
Galaxy was already said.
Oh, Storm.
No.
Storm is also not there.
Royals.
I think we can keep
it. Also not there.
So that's it. It's our turn, right? That's three strikes, right?
No, no, it's us. No. What's been said?
One strike.
What's been said?
So the Barcelona Dragons, uh-huh, the Rhein Fire, and the Frankfurt Galaxy.
And then the Galaxy was said again.
So. Yes, yeah. Twice.
What could be like Rough Riders?
And the Kansas City Royals are not there either.
Galaxy.
London.
London?
Yeah.
I will give you nicknames only, but you can't just say cities only.
Yeah. No. No. No.
It was okay, so it was the... Well, I can't remember who the damn London team was. The London Monarchs.
Damn it.
London Monarchs.
Can't believe you got them. That's what I had right there. That was the one I had.
I thought it was the Silly Nannies.
Two answers remain.
Oh, my Lord.
There were only six.
Somebody
right?
text me since Lebo soliciting.
I'm not taking the text. It's not right. And you close your computer, Emerson. Don't be cheating.
If you want to use the answer he gave you for the last question here, I'll allow it.
Bird feeders.
It might be wrong, but
let's see. I'm going to go with the. Ooh, that's tough.
I need an answer.
The Paris. Cigarettes.
Paris cigarettes. Sadly, just came in seventh. Just missed the top six.
Just missed.
The Paris Frenchies.
There was no. There was no team in Paris.
I had no idea.
It was the Scots. It was. Wasn't there a Scotland or something? I'm gonna go with Scots.
No Scots. Petro Evan, chance to steal the Barcelona Dragons, Rhein Fire, Frankfurt Galaxy, and London Monarchs off the table. You have two remaining answers.
You got anything, Evan?
I have one, and it's only because it's alliteration, because I was hoping the Monarchs would stick around.
Me too.
Admirals.
Was there an Admirals?
Amsterdam Admirals is the only other one that I've ever
heard. I wrote down Stallions, like there was a Stallions there, but it might just be I'm thinking of the Birmingham Stallions in the USFL. But Admirals sounds right to me. When you said that, that sounds like there was an Admirals.
I know there is or was a team called the Admirals. I don't know if it's still part of it, but
okay, we're gonna go with the Admirals.
Admirals?
Yeah.
No Admirals.
There was two. Amsterdam Admirals, I mean, sounds right. No,
I believe that there was. 84 points, by the way, over to Curtis.
Curtis has it written down now. I struck it in your head when I said Scotland.
The Scottish Claymores.
I should have because I'm like,
Scottish, I'm like, wait, what is it? But I didn't have any shots left.
Damn.
The two that you missed were the Hamburg Sea Devils and the Berlin Thunder.
Oh, wouldn't have mattered. Wasn't even on Berlin Thunder. We should have got. I was like, was there a Munich? Was there a Berlin? I didn't connect Thunder. Damn, my bad, Evan. My bad.
It was 84?
Yeah.
Yes, 84 points.
Okay. Here we go. Time to get tough. Dig in.
Evan, Lebo. We asked 100 of our listeners, and they gave us their top five answers. Past or present, name an NBA Jayhawk.
Lebo.
Evan.
Lebo.
Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce is the top answer.
Yes.
Let's do it.
We play this.
Yep.
How many numbers? I'll be seven?
There's five total, so you have four remaining.
Okay.
Andrew Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins, fifth best answer.
Weeks.
I would think that Danny Manning still will get that.
Danny Manning, third best answer.
I'm going to say Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid, fourth best answer.
How many are there?
Five total.
Is Wilt Chamberlain got to be there? Come on.
Yeah, this probably was a bad one to pick. It was just too easy, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's do the math.
100?
Holy smokes.
So bad.
Yeah, 100? Is that 100?
That category sucked.
Do the deal. 159?
Yeah. God, it's first loss I've had in a long time.
It's been a bit.
Ever.
I've been failing.
Evan, you know what? That's on me. I'm going to give you the gift card anyway, buddy. We don't usually do this, but you were a great player. And I botched it.
You had a lot of strikes today, Serena.
I did have a lot of strikes. I'm going to hook you up with a gift card. That was my fault, my friend.
And Adam gave a real bad last question.
And that was a terrible last question. So thank you very much for playing, Evan. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Evan, great listener, good player, bogged down by his terrible partner.
It happens sometimes. It happens sometimes.
So the first loss in this calendar year, I just looked it up.
I didn't see you shuffle through there and see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I you know, fine. Rolodex in my mind.
It's about time.
By the way, he bought a new calendar 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's brand new.
Roll
fiscal
through
year,
it.
Is that what we're doing? The fiscal?
The fiscal year, yes, the fiscal year. There you go.
Starts next week, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Sure does. Starts whenever.
We'll take a break. More with Todd Lebo, the VP of Sports Ops, is in the house here in the program.
All right, the good sense. End of the hour answer. Among Hall of Famers, George Brett has hit the most career home runs for the Royals. Who is second?
Second on the Royals franchise home run list? That's all this question is?
No.
Well,
let me try that again.
You need to look at him and listen to him when he does this question.
Among Hall of Famers, I'm glad you said that.
Slap the taste right out of your mouth right there, Todd.
Four times a week I have to do this. George Brett has hit the most career home runs for the Royals. Who's second on that list? Among Hall of Famers.
Real baseball.
Among
Hall
players
of
in the Hall of Fame, Brett has the most homers for the Royals. Who has the second most homers for the Royals among Hall of Famers?
So you're saying like right. Second most home runs in Royals history?
No.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, Harmon Killebrew probably had a few.
He did. He had 14.
Was it Oliva or Cepeda that
one of those two
had a
came in.
Cup of coffee here?
Mm-hmm.
But for the Royals, by the way, Isner just beat Murray in Wimbledon.
Mm.
First career win against Murray. He was 0-8 in his career. Down goes the Brit in his own backyard. I like the Wimbledon. Do you like the Wimbledon?
I do.
Yeah, okay.
I do. It's fun. I've been watching it.
I'll just say Killebrew in the interest of time.
Harmon Killebrew.
I nailed it. I nailed it. Holy cow. Was I all over that one or what, Todd?
Born
once
on the
state. Once I cut through all the minutiae, all the crap of Curtis's question, just nailed it.
14. That's pretty good for an old man to come and hit 14 bombs in that big stadium
last
back
year,
in the day.
Played his entire career for the
Who's
Senators.
Who's third?
Slash, I'm going down that list.
Bobby Witt Jr.?
I think it's actually going to be Orlando Cepeda, who has
Cepeda.
One.
It was Cepeda. What did I say? One? Levo? Or
had, Cepeda hit one. Oh, I'm going God. Down the
and
list of
third?
All-time home runs for the Royals.
Gaylord
I'm
Perry
down
not
to
ever get one?
Guys who have three, and I'm not seeing another
Wow.
Hall of Famer yet. So,
wow, he's amazing. Looking good sense what we were playing for there. You can get you some good sense tonight. I think good sense is probably a good chance to be dinner for the Petros tonight because we've got softball tonight. So we've got to go from dance to softball.
Straight
and so good
it.
Sense is right in between. GoodSenseSubs.com. You can order online or with the app. If you're part of that loyalty club, you get 10% back. I looked. I've got $4.14.
Cash
my that's right. I'll have that discount tonight. Good
money.
Sense. Founded in Lenexa, Kansas. 30% more meat. Get you some Good Sense tonight. You can put your order in right now for whatever time you want, and it'll be ready at that time. GoodSenseSubs.com. Todd Lebo
you,
is with
I
us.
I really miss, you know, softball to dance to baseball. I miss those times.
You do
life.
Not. Let me tell you something. The child that will participate in that activity tonight is not happy.
That's a big night.
She is not happy. You ask her, okay, are you going to play? Yeah, I'm going to play. And then as soon as, like, I don't know why I have to go.
Because well, you said you were going to play.
Because you said you were going to play. Once you sign up for something.
You didn't force her to sign up.
No.
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 It was a choice.
No, it was a choice.
Okay,
it was a
there are consequences with the choice.
Uh-huh.
You
uh-huh.
don't just get to go whenever you want. You're not John Wall. You're just going to sign up and sit and get your money.
And then when she gets there, she ends up having a good time.
Sure.
So, you know, but it's like this, oh, I got to do something. Huh. Well, you can go home and pick up your socks. I mean,
no, I don't want to do that either.
Do that if you
I'm
want.
I'm out on that. I don't want to do that.
No. Yeah. We'll see.
I definitely don't want to do that.
All right. Todd Lebo is with us here in the program. There's a new commissioner of the Big 12, Todd. I know where it means more, you people don't care.
I am still a Big 12 man.
Are you really?
I am.
For what, 12 more months?
I don't know when it's going to be. It could be 3 more years.
Well,
I don't
that's
know.
What they're saying. Aren't they saying they're going to hang around for 3 years?
Well, that's what they got to say because they don't want to give them $80 million. So they're talking 2025. That's 3 years from Friday is when officially the only published comments have been July 1st, 2025.
Did I read that Oklahoma and Texas were in on the hiring of this guy, too?
I don't know.
I read that.
Could have been.
I think I read that all the current and future schools were part of this conversation.
I think the search committee, I'm guessing, didn't have any Oklahoma and Texas people on it, the initial people, because there was a crew of people from the schools who went out then and actually did the stuff. And I'm thinking they probably didn't have them in. But they, I guess if you're a member in full standing, you have to be able to sign off on something. There's going to be a lot of this dirty pool played over the last however long these teams are in the league. You're playing at 11 a.m. We're taking this TV slam. You know, they should do that. I mean, that's what
of course
Oklahoma
they
and Texas have done. But you also, if you're going to do that, you can't say you can't help us pick this commissioner because you're still in the league. You know what I mean? So it's an interesting hire. I don't know what's right or wrong about anything here. I know they got the MGM guy is out at the Pac-12. That's an out-of-the-box hire. We've talked before about Kevin Warren. Kevin Warren didn't have a long history in college athletics. He was an agent for, like, NFL players, and he's the commissioner of the Big Ten. I think Bob Bowlesby,
and by most people's account, has not been beloved by the Big Ten people.
I don't believe he's been beloved. I think they messed up football 2 years ago, and I don't think it looked great for him when everyone else played, and then those teams all ended up having zero fans and playing five, six games, and the Pac-12 was in the same boat. It was, you know, he's not beloved, but I don't know what the right hire is for these jobs anymore. Is it the traditional Bob Bowlesby? You know, you're a coach, an AD, a conference office person, an assistant AD, and you go do this thing? Or is it you go hire the guy from Roc Nation? Now, he's got a sports background.
Yes,
but
with the Nets.
Here's what he doesn't have, and here's what the dude from MGM, I don't say his last name right, the Pac-12 guy doesn't have. You don't have the experience of sitting in a room with 12
bickering
people.
Bickering children.
Who have 7 PhDs, and they run a school, and they also want their football to work, and you don't have that experience. You may have had experience with Roc Nation, fighting with arenas and artists and all that stuff, and that's something, but there's something different about a bunch of academia people who think they know what they're doing and trying to wrangle them in the right place. So this will be eye-opening. He will have days where he's like, what on earth is this president from Texas Tech or whoever thinking about? What is this chancellor even doing? You know what I mean? They will have those days. But I don't mind an outside the back.
So what do you think the strengths are?
Well, it's media. And when I say media, I'm talking just big general media, because this guy doesn't have... He's got a background. He was with NASCAR, right, in Brooklyn, but it was mostly about arenas and things. You have to be whatever, cutting edge on, is it going to be streaming, contracts with these big companies? Is it going to be over-the-air television? Is it time slots? Is it all that stuff? I think through Roc Nation, in that world, maybe you've stepped through some of those things, but I don't think those strengths go inherently with what he's been doing. You know what I mean? Negotiating those contracts is the job, really, because that's where the money comes from.
Where did the old Pac-12 commissioner come from? Wasn't he a TV?
Larry Scott. Some sort of thing. It was.
Wasn't he a TV guy?
Tennis or something? It was something like that. It was one of those hires, and it was a failure. You know, they weren't able to negotiate, and they still, to this day, I don't think DirecTV ever got the Pac-12 network.
No.
And that's what killed them, because you need that in sports networks or sports bars and things like that, and that's... When they made their network and they had all that, it was before all the streaming stuff happened. And if you're not on at a bar and all that, you're not going to get clearance everywhere. And they never were able to get that done.
He was a chairman and CEO of the Women's Tennis Association.
Tennis, that's right. So it was the tennis side, not the
former
collegiate
player
side.
But didn't he before that have it? I thought he, no? Or maybe I'm just tying in how he botched the Pac-12 network. I love their idea of having, you know, six network, or Pac-10 when they had it initially, the five. Did they have six?
Several chances.
They could tie together. Well, it was the two Oregon schools, the two Washington schools, the two Northern California, the two Southern California, the two Arizonas, and then Colorado and Utah partner together as like their own Pac-12
and then a
Pac-12 network.
Right.
I love that idea.
But also, here's the thing that we know about all of these network things. We got two real networks that I think are making money and doing things. And that is honestly where it just means more. I mean, the SEC people demanded you weren't going to be in Birmingham and not have the freaking SEC network cleared on your cable. I'm sorry, it's happening. They'll be on your porch doing it. And the Big Ten, they were able to get the Big Ten cleared through, DirecTV and most of the major. It took a while. It wasn't perfect, but they got so many big cities where it's Chicago, Detroit, you know, where it doesn't matter if people are watching it. If you're getting the subs, you're getting whatever it is, 12 cents, 25 cents, whatever you're getting for each one of them, those are where the money's there. And everyone said, why don't we do a Pac or a Big 10 network or a Big 12 network? And they just couldn't get that together. And then people left.
They couldn't get it together because Texas wouldn't sign in.
They had their own dumb network.
Right.
So, you know, that they couldn't get it done, so it wouldn't work that way. The Pac-12, they're all in the same boat. And the ACC's got a network now. We watch it, right? There'll be a game on. You know, mm-hmm. Florida State's playing somebody. It's on. And maybe that'll be okay. And they're making money on that. But it's not going to be the kind of money that's generated from the SEC and from the Big Ten. And the Pac-12, while they have all those people out there, they just don't care. There was no one going to, you know, writing letters to the Portland, you know, cable company saying, where's my Pac-12 network? They didn't care. So that's the deal. You got to have all of it. And I think there's a lot of passion around the Big 12. But I think now
there's just not enough people.
There's not. They're all in Texas. But now the two biggest schools in Texas ain't going to be in the league. And that's a problem.
And I think, but now there shouldn't be anyone. They should all be willing to tie in, right?
Yeah. I think.
Or does Kansas say, no, our basketball is too valuable. We want a bigger share.
Well, I think the way to do it is to have everyone be equal. That's the way to do it. I know when these four schools are coming in, they're going to be graduated in, and the people at UCF and Cincinnati and Houston don't mind being graduated in because it's still more money than they were making. They were getting $7.9 million from their TV revenue from the AAC and stuff like that. So you're telling me I'm going to get a third of what the Big 12 got last year for the first year? Sign me up. That's why they all paid $17 million to get out of their league.
Right.
They're going to make it back. BYU will be interesting because their revenues are good. I mean, they're already $39 million, and it's all theirs, okay? So this is going to be a different thing for them, but I think they see in the long run you got to be in a league if you want to do these things, and that's not just football or whatever. It's you in basketball. BYU's been really good, but they don't always get a bid.
By the way, I will tell you that all my friends out in Vegas say, have fun with BYU in your league. All the Mountain West people say BYU is an insufferable pain in the ass. Sorry, MILF, who's a cougar.
Yeah.
I like that phrase, hence the nickname.
Yes.
There you go. See?
Has this guy from Rock Nation dealt with the chancellors of these schools and then a church when trying to schedule things? Probably not.
Probably not.
So this is going to be eye-opening for them.
It is. And I do think that, you know, getting the stream thing right, and like, because I'm completely fascinated by the MLS and going to Apple. And whether or not it's going to work. The part that I love about the MLS going to Apple that I think you can look at if you're the Big 12 is they control the programming, right? And I think that's one of the things. I think all these leagues, you know, be it college leagues or just professional sports leagues, I think they've got to get to where they are television production companies. Mm-hmm. They've got to build studios, and they've got to control the product. I mean, I think you've seen the blueprint. It's F1 Drive to Survive. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's behind-the-scenes stuff. And you got to. And the other thing, take some power away from these coaches. Like, they cannot be telling you, you can't bring your cameras in here.
Well, we've seen some of it.
Like, that's what people want to see is behind-the-scenes stuff.
I think the Big 12 is doing some of those things right. You remember when, and it didn't work out great, but when they hired Les Miles at KU, it was an ESPN Plus show, Miles to Go.
Right.
They had a very similar thing with Mike Gundy in Oklahoma State in the past couple of years where they did it there. And I think people like those things.
They love those things.
But here's the problem.
If you get real access, because like the NFL, what is that one called? Hard Knocks?
Hard Knocks.
Has gone down the crap. You don't get any real stuff anymore. Used to. It used to be great.
There are a lot of these things in the SEC. I don't watch them because I don't care what's going on with the season for Ole Miss, but they're all over the place there. The Big 12's problem was they had two schools that didn't give their third-tier rights to the league. One, Texas. They have all that crap. It's all over the Longhorn Network, okay? If you want to watch it, it's there. Oklahoma, it starts August 1st. They will be an ESPN Plus property. They had their own thing, and it was through Fox Sports and all that. So now they've just signed a thing where they're going to be on ESPN Plus. Now that's only going to last until they get in the SEC, and then what's it going to be?
SEC Network.
But that, like for me,
which is ESPN.
It is ESPN. So for me, I'm very happy that those things are going to be. I pay the $6 a month or whatever it is for ESPN Plus, where I get to watch hockey games. I get to watch Big 12 basketball games. There are games that KU is not on regular TV. You're watching those things. But you know what I wanted to do this year? I wanted to watch, like, Oklahoma softball. They're number one in the country. A lot of times I couldn't watch them because I didn't have Bally's Oklahoma City or whatever it was. I couldn't see them. But now they're going to be on ESPN Plus. All their games will be on there. I'll watch that. I'll watch more Sooners baseball games. I'll watch the six bad basketball games where there's seven people at the LNC that I couldn't watch. So they've gotten those things. They're getting better that way. But the Big 12 jacked the whole thing up in 1996, and then they got worse when the Longhorn Network came around. That's what made it worse. So I hope the Big 12 this time around does it all together, because I think that's the best way to do it if you want to be a league.
But they've got to create ancillary programming. What you've got to do is create commercial inventory.
Yeah, you need to have like a KU basketball show where it's on there, where it's some fun stuff, and more than just Jayhawk fans would watch it or something. They got to have some of those things, and maybe they'll be there. You know, BYU has their own sports network out there. We have that on DirecTV. It's called BYU Sports Nation. I turn it on in there at like 11 o'clock. You can see these guys doing a radio show just like we're doing. So they have that kind of stuff. They have all kinds of programming. Is that stuff going to be folded into whatever the Big 12 does?
Because what happens is when the problem is twofold. Like, you want to be on ESPN because you want to be mainstream. But if ESPN, I'm going to tell you, like everything else in this country, cut. Mm-hmm. And they first look at it and go, well, why would we? It's the reason why a lot of nights SportsCenter looks like New York SportsCenter. Because the lowest hanging fruit and the quickest, fastest way to get viewers is to talk about the Yankees, right? It's why they do that. And do you then not create compelling programming about the other teams?
Yeah,
and does the Big 12 fall into where, like, no, we put all our eggs in the SEC because that gets the eyeballs, and there's no point in maximizing the eyeballs of Big 12 country. We don't need to do those shows because the ones that get bigger ratings are over here. But if you do more shows, you get more people.
Someone will find it, yeah. It'll be interesting.
You
got to
find the service that's going
to
do those shows for you.
And, you know, these contracts come up all the time. They seem like long-term deals, and then they're not. And the Big 12 has deals with Fox and with ESPN. They all work with everybody. That seems to be how it works at this point, because they all want to be somewhere. But ESPN seems to be all the eggs in the basket of the SEC. You know, CBS will be out of there soon enough, and they'll have – you will see an ESPN – that's why they wanted Oklahoma and Texas, because on Saturday they wanted to have a game at 11, a game at 2:30, a game at 6 on ESPN, whatever, a game at 7. They want them on ABC. On CBS, they only got two night games a year. That was their contract. Mm-hmm. They got their 2:30 game, and everyone loves a 2:30 game. But you got to have some compelling matchups if you're going to put them on. People will not want to watch Vandy, Mississippi State at 7 o'clock on ABC. Doesn't matter if Texas is any good or Oklahoma's any good. People will watch Auburn, Texas, or Alabama, Oklahoma. So that's why they needed to get these teams in there, because they had that contract. They wanted to get those and because football is still swinging the deal here. That they're the ones who are going to bring most of the eyeballs and all that, and they wanted those football schools in there with the football schools they already have, and they want those things on primetime, ABC, 7 o'clock at night, because right now, you know, they're not getting those there. They're getting their big matchups at 2:30, which is fine. They want all day long. You'll be able to watch when they get 16 teams in this league. You'll be able to see great games or great matchups. Who knows if they'll be great games from 11 to 11. It'll be like 12 hours of it.
Of SEC you're talking about. Yeah. No, that's
whereas the problem the Big 12 has had for the last 5 years or so is they'll get two windows and there'll be three freaking games on at 11 o'clock. And how are you supposed to watch this league? Listen, we'd all like to have the setup you have where you can watch it all, but that's not the most fun way to watch them either.
No, it's
you
still
want
not.
To watch a game. You
if,
know?
If you want, like, having KU and K-State play at the same time sucks.
Stinks. It's terrible. Know?
And it's because you can't fully digest two games at once.
And we have DVRs.
I keep track
we can
of
roll
it,
but, it and do all that stuff. But, you know, you want to be able to have all of it. You want to be able to have windows where here's a game, here's a game, here's a game. And for a while, like 10 years ago, that's what we got. We got an 11 o'clock game. We got a 2:30 game. We got a 7 o'clock game. That's what we got in the Big 12. And then for whatever reason now, maybe they don't think people are watching or whatever. I'm telling you, there'd be weeks where you get five games and there'd be three in one window and two in another. And then by 6 o'clock, you're done with the Big 12. It ain't on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a problem, and that's what they've got to fix. All right, we'll take a break. Royals have won. Zach Greinke's quest for 300
it's on.
Continues. He's now won two in a row, right? He got the win today, didn't he? Yes. It was 2-1. I haven't pulled up the box score. I'll have to look at it. We'll talk a little bit about the Royals 2-1 winners over the Texas Rangers, ending a four-game losing streak by getting a win over the Rangers. Zach Greinke barreling towards 300 career victories. Number 221 today, Curtis. 221.
What a two-hour and 18-minute baseball game.
They had a plane to catch. They got out.
Not scurred.
Yeah, should be. We'll take a break. You're in the program. You're in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Soren Petro, Curtis Siebold. Rudy Salazar running the operation, the VP of Sports Ops, Todd Lebo, joining us here in the program. A little basketball news for you. Mm-hmm. Imani Bates, who, when he was a sophomore in high school, I heard called the next LeBron. Right? There's always somebody who's the 1-1. Mm-hmm. The number one guy, but you wait to call somebody a Jordan or a LeBron. He was dubbed the next LeBron.
Right.
Was a huge disappointment at Memphis this year. First committed to Michigan State, decommitted from Michigan State, went to play for Penny Hardaway. Huge disappointment down there. In fact, Memphis was better when he didn't play. Is now transferring.
Duke?
No, not
Carolina,
Duke.
Carolina, Kansas?
No,
what
no.
are we talking
Uh-oh.
About here?
Eastern Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're Eastern Michigan. Mm-hmm.
The other Michigan powerhouse.
Yeah.
One of them.
Okay. I mean, I guess that's one strategy.
That is. Maybe he should have gone overseas and signed a contract, make some dough.
If you want the ball, go to the lowest level you can get. You know, find the smallest pond and, you know, found out you're not as big a fish as you thought, then find a smaller pond, right?
Maybe,
I guess that's the plan.
Maybe he will grow and develop and be the next LeBron. LeBron also didn't win a national championship in college.
Ah,
True, right?
I mean, hey-o.
There's similarities all over the place with this guy.
Is this where I'm supposed to be baited into a debate about LeBron versus Jordan or something?
No.
Okay.
I'll debate you.
Because I'm not
LeBron
playing.
LeBron versus Imani Bates.
Imani Bates?
Yeah,
okay.
I will do that.
I'll take LeBron. Ready? Go.
I'll take LeBron when he was in sixth grade over this kid today.
Imani scored more college points than LeBron ever did.
That's true. More points than LeBron in college. Same number of titles.
That was Skip Bayless probably tweeted that out.
Man, college basketball is crazy. And when you get in on these kids when they're that young, and you try to say they're the next whatever. It is wild. It's absolutely wild. There are a whole bunch of next whatevers sitting around talking about watching LeBron still play on
no
TV.
Doubt. What do we think of Zach Greinke and his quest for 300, Todd? Do you think he gets there?
I think it's a long shot, big time.
That's the most important thing every time he pitches to me, is to get a win.
Well,
I think Justin Verlander is much more likely to get 300 than Zach Greinke.
It would have helped. He pitched well enough to probably win four or five games this year.
Oh, yes.
And he just now has two. So this is maybe not the place to come to get him.
But that's not how Zach thinks.
I know. Well, who knows how he thinks?
Zach's like,
I'm not
you
sure
know,
Zach knows how Zach thinks.
I think Zach knows 300's a gimme. So, he doesn't have to be, in a hurry. So we'll go to Kansas City. We'll take our time getting there. You know? Like, that's his plan.
Make it interesting.
How many more years will it take the Royals to get 300 wins starting today?
He only needs 79.
79. Four at a time. 20 more years? What?
By the way, Zach Greinke, just so you know, with his 221st win, tied Joe Niekro.
Joe.
I always like looking at these lists. He broke away from Jerry Royce. Do you know that Zach Greinke now has two more wins than Pedro Martinez?
There you go. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Pedro Martinez has 219 wins.
He really put it all on that one
little
six
stretch.
Or seven,
so
five
what's
or six
Pedro's
year window, Pedro.
ERA
versus Zach's. Zach has thrown 300 more innings than Pedro. Let me see here. Zach's career ERA is 344. Pedro's career ERA 293.
Yeah, sub 3 is pretty good.
Didn't anybody say he's better than Pedro?
No.
Just said he's got more wins.
Yeah.
Well, what's your point?
I just went back and looked at Pedro's 97 to 03. It's just
pretty
a freak
good stretch.
Show.
Not
just
bad.
Ridiculous.
Not bad.
2.20 ERA in the American League during the height of the steroid era.
Yeah, Greinke is probably not getting to 300.
Shut your mouth.
I just don't think it's going to happen.
He and Verlander.
Is Verlander pitching again this year? Is he back?
He leads the American League and wins.
Okay. Yeah, first to 10 wins.
And Curtis is crapping in his pants over it.
Nope, he's the first guy I've ever thought.
We were joking about this.
First guy in the 13 years since I made that proclamation is the first time I've ever thought about it.
Yeah, this year, Verlander has 9 wins. Mm-hmm. By the way, his last full year, he got
a 10th today, by the way. Somebody just tweet that he became the first pitcher to 10 wins this year.
Okay, he led in 2019. He had 21 wins, mm-hmm. led the league in wins. At the end of this year, he'll win 30 this year. He's got 20 more wins he's going to get, right, Curtis?
Absolutely.
No, but he could win 20.
He's got a good chance to win 20. Let's say he wins 20, which would be 10 more, which they're not even halfway through the year.
246. He'd need 54.
Yeah, he'd need 54 wins. He's my best chance. But I don't put it past Zach, God bless him, from saying, I'm going to pitch to him 80.
He might. I suggest if he wants some wins, he'd go somewhere else. It's not happening here this year, but he got one.
He's only on a 1-year deal.
All he had to do is.
He's got two.
He's got two.
He's streaking. It's two in a row.
He's on fire. He is on fire. By the way, 3 scoreless innings from Amir Garrett. Garrett, Clark, and Barlow.
Isbell hit another homer.
Isbell hit a homer. He got the drenching afterwards. Got the salve splash performed by others. Bobby Witt Jr., by the way, can you as a rookie be splashing people? Is that okay?
He's been around here quite a while now.
I guess it's okay.
On this day in 1990, something happened in baseball that had never happened before and hasn't happened since. What was it? Brought to you by Jazz at Louisiana Kitchen.